This is Retirement Talk. I'm Del Lowry. I've entitled this episode, Focus on Things You Can Control. Now, focus on things you can control is a phrase that resonated with me a few days ago. Of course, it makes sense. The one reason I never pay attention to the weather forecast. I can't control it. For example, today was a bright sunny day. I donned biking shorts and luckily threw in a windbreaker before we left for our 11 o'clock ride. It seemed like I had made a mistake. I had not been able to see the wind from my window, nor sense the temperature. But we were focused on a ride, and in the end, it was worth it. Now, it was freezing. We were soon flying along False Creek in downtown Vancouver, BC, as the icy cold wind was at our backs. I had certainly misjudged. My wife was dressed for variable conditions and was toasty in long pants and a good windbreaker. My bike shorts gave little protection. The weather was making its presence known. It was spring, and Queen Elizabeth Park was a converted quarry just a few miles from downtown. Big jagged rocks, a waterfall, an irregular rim, and beautifully landscaped flower gardens set on top of this big hill, surrounded by acres of green grass and tall trees. Off one rim, the city and mountains offered a million-dollar view. We had not been there all spring and knew that the season was moving along and certain flowers would soon disappear for another year. Should we realize the severity of the weather and abort our goal? Not a chance. We rode on, and what a wonderful ride it was. The trail left the water's edge and headed up a long hill on Ontario Street, a bike route. We found we were assisted as the strong wind helped us up the hill. Within 30 minutes, we reached our park. It was beautiful. We pushed our bikes up and down the quarry or park center. We took pictures. We kept moving, but slowly. We ambled. Then we mounted up and rode home into the wind, but downhill. It was a great ride. We ended just a few blocks from our condo on a sunny patio, out of the wind, with a delicious lunch. There was no wind, and we lingered over a great cup of coffee. The weather was beyond us, but the biking wasn't. We had warmed up eventually, got some exercise, some great photos, and a delightful lunch. A beautiful experience. It isn't easy to stay focused, especially staying focused on what you want and not what someone else wants. It can be difficult to focus when just going for a walk or sitting in your house. We were biking on a trail the other day and probably met 10 people in one section that were all plugged in. They were listening to music, talking on the phone, or texting someone. I wonder if that is what they had in mind when they went for a walk. The phone rings, the alert sounds indicate an incoming email or text. The focus is broken. The mind cannot wander and restore itself. The recreation in recreation is gone. I used to hear stock market reports multiple times each day, and yet I had no stock, didn't want any stock, and really didn't care what the stock market was doing. I suppose a case could be made that I should care, but like I should care several times a day? I don't think so. How many times a day does one have to stay posted on the weather forecast? Seems like once a day might be plenty. It's hard to stay focused on enjoying the birds in the sky or the smell of the flowers when one's attention is constantly being jerked about. Perhaps it's my age. I'm getting grumpy. I am always pretty possessive of what has my attention. Retirement offers us time to pursue whatever we wish, but sometimes our space and our time gets invaded. It feels like Attila the Hun chasing after us. He shows up when we walk down the street or when we're sitting in a chair in our own house. We have to withstand invasion on a daily basis. Focusing on what we can control takes some effort. It may not be easy, but it is certainly worth the effort. This is Retirement Talk.